Let's enjoy today's message by Sam Adeyemi.
Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. Let's go. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. All your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. We'll title this, Gratitude is the Ultimate Attitude. Gratitude is the ultimate attitude. I start with a story. It's an old story, but it is worth repeating. Two old friends met one day, but one of them was looking really sad. In fact, it was like he was on the verge of tears. So the other one asked him, "What has the world done to you, my old friend?" The sad one replied, "3 weeks ago, my uncle died. He left me $40,000. "That's a lot of money," replied his friend. "2 weeks ago, a cousin that I never knew died and left me $85,000 free and clear." His friend said, "It sounds to me like you've been very blessed." He said, "You don't understand. Last week, my great aunt passed away. I inherited almost $250,000 from her." The guy said, "So why are you looking so glum?" He said, "This week, nothing." My lesson from that story is just the observation that we have developed this remarkable ability to focus on what we don't have and what we can't do, to the extent that it can make us very sad right in the midst of miracles. It's amazing. It's something that I see happening on a global dimension right now. See the man in the story. Powerful miracles. And then it's the week that nothing happened, that focused his whole attention on, and that colored everything. It's a battle all of us fight. It's a battle all of us fight. Even Christ fought it. He fought that battle. Because Satan is trying to use circumstances, material things, to define who we are. That's what makes it very sensitive. It touches on our sense of identity. I believe that gratitude is a function of focus. It's a function of what you are looking at. And Satan is a genius in getting us to put our attention on what we don't have. He tries to define us by what we don't have. Takes our attention completely away from what we have. So he has this ability to make us feel very poor in the midst of abundance. Is that not what he did to Eve? In Genesis chapter 3, he asked Eve, "Is it true that you cannot eat of any of the fruits of any of the trees in the garden?" Eve said, "Not that. We can eat the fruits from all the trees,
But this particular one, God said we shouldn't even touch it.
And Satan now found a fantastic opportunity. He did marketing. It was powerful, man, to the extent that the Bible says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and that it was desirable to make one wise. Madam, you have not tasted it. That was Satan giving her revelations. When you eat it, it's amazing. Because what intrigues me about the story is the fact that there were hundreds, probably thousands of trees in that garden. There were fruits on them. And she could eat from all of them. Why was it the only one? Oh, the only one that she could not eat that became the issue. Satan painted that picture. Your life is not complete till you eat it. You are not a correct person. You are not a complete human being. That thing, when you eat, your eyes will be opened. You will become like God. Amazing. What is the objective in eating a fruit? Is it not to fill your stomach? Is it not to cure hunger? Eat all those other ones. No. It is the one that they said don't eat that became the issue. Because Satan tied a sense of identity to it. You are not a complete person. It is when you eat it. That's where we are in our world right now. That's where we are. So, it was the same trick that he played on Christ, or wanted to play on Christ. God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Satan understood the implication of that. The power that created heaven and earth had been delegated to Christ, but it was with boundaries. It was to be used only for whatever God wanted Jesus to do. Satan knew. And then he came and said, "If you are the Son of God, turn this stone into bread." Okay, the power has limits. The power has limits. If you truly have power, you should be able to use it for anything. So, he was trying to make Jesus to feel incomplete. You are not yet truly the Son of God. You are not the Messiah. You are not the Savior. Until you can use the power, until you can use it anyhow at any time. Turn the stone into bread. But we thank God for Jesus. Okay. I don't need to do anything to be complete. I'm complete already. What makes me complete is revelation. I can't be anything more than what God said. It was in the bid to become more complete that Satan became, that Eve became less. If I became nothing. Gratitude is a function of focus. Gratitude is a function of focus. Effective marketing sometimes makes you realize how much you miss what you don't need. When marketing has been done very well, you now begin to feel like your life is not complete till you buy that thing. Yes, some people are still suffering from the effect of Black Friday. Up to 80% off. Some people will not see the up to. It is the 80% off that they will see. Up to means some will be 10%, some will be 20%. I'm telling you, the fastest selling goods, zero. In fact, some will add in small characters on some items.
We will not deceive the Samaritans.
80% off. So we go, buy this one, buy that one, buy this one, buy, and come with pride. This one, half price. I bought it at half price. This one, 80%. This one, 70% discount. So you have all those items that you bought that you did not need. Well done. I'm just wondering why the most blessed generation, the most advanced generation in terms of technology is the saddest. It's so bad now. They tell us that in a few years, depression will be the number one killer disease in our world. The statistics just came out a few days back. Life expectancy in the United States has dropped this year. That's the length of time, the number of years the average person will live. Dropped this year, they said, because of the rate of suicide. The number of suicides this year is a 50-year record. The highest number in the last 50 years. And I'm wondering why. In the most powerful economy in the world, with the best technological advancement in human history. I mean, even in our own part of the world here, in our few short years, things have changed. I mean, if you are old enough, you remember we didn't used to watch TV 24 hours when we were teenagers. When it was like 3:30 p.m., you saw those colored bars on your TV, and you had to for 30 minutes. At 4 p.m., you had dun 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 dun. The national anthem started, and you were looking at the flag waving. That was when TV started for the day. 4 p.m. 12 midnight, they played the national anthem, they shut down. In this short few years, though, now TV is 24 hours. And at that time, you got only one channel on your TV. If you got more than that, two. Now you have hundreds of channels on cable TV. It's amazing. Shouldn't we be happier than people that lived before? That didn't even know what a TV set looked like? No. I said, 20 years ago, if my parents needed money in Kwara State, just a few hundred kilometers away, the only way I knew was that a younger one showed up on our doorstep in Lagos. That was the only way to know. There was no phone. All the phone lines in Nigeria were only 400,000. Landline, we used to call it. No, I didn't have. We didn't have in our house. They didn't have, so. There were few mobile phones. They were big, like this. Big. Only rich people had them. All the numbers started with 090. Or like business people would say, not 90. So just to get some change, they would have to put someone in a taxi, travel all the way, hundreds of kilometers, come to our house, stay overnight, we'll give the person money, put the person in the taxi, we'd have to travel all the way. Now, all I need is a text message on the same phone. I go on the bank app, I transfer the money. Within 3 minutes, the money lands in their account in the lorry, money transferred. Now, don't you think that's enough to just be thanking God every day? That things have changed. No. Satan will be looking for what is missing. The one that is not complete. Maybe the banking system shuts down or is not working for like 10 or 15 minutes or there is no Wi-Fi or no data. We become jittery. Ah, what's going on? Worked up. It's amazing. It's amazing. It has to take a genius to sell us whatever it is we're believing in. Whatever is making us sad in the midst of such advancement. You know? Somebody is selling us a message. Somewhere. Can you imagine yourself attending a wedding reception in our city? You attend a wedding reception. And when it's time to eat, they serve you only water as a drink. They give you rice and give you only water. No fruit juice, no wine, no soft drinks. What will you say? Only water. What happened? Kilo Shele. Is it that they are broke or what? This is not good. Kilo Shele gone. What really happened? What happened? Wait. Which drink does your body need best? Why are you having a sense of loss? Because there is no water that they put sugar and coloring. Why are you having a feeling of poverty? When the real deal is there, has been served. Thank you. Somebody has been selling us a message. Yes. That it is when you drink those other ones that you will be happy. Is that not what you see on the advert? It's when you take those other ones that you will be happy, that you will be joyful. Shouldn't wisdom tell you that those happy people you see drinking those drinks, that they are paid to be happy? They used to say, stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. Then the Joneses were actually on your street. The people you were comparing yourself with, they bought a new car, their house, they had a new paint, and that was putting you under pressure. They were on your street. So this is where technology has brought us. That Satan has now leveraged the technology. The Joneses are no longer just on your street. They are all over the world. They're in China. They're in America. They're in Japan. They're in South America. Yes, because of Instagram. The rich kids of Instagram. So just when you thought you got a breakthrough, you will see them on Instagram. You just bought a car, their car is better. You bought a shoe, their shoe is more beautiful. Everything is fine. Their height is more perfect, their size is more perfect. They are slimmer than you or bigger than you or anything you have. On Instagram, you will see somebody that has better. In these days when even you can go on your phone and use the editing tools to edit anything. That's why we're sad. That's why we're the most blessed generation in history. Unfortunately, we're the most depressed. Because Satan is now leveraging the technology that is supposed to give us opportunities and is using it to sell us the message that we are not good enough. That something is still missing in our lives, and he's riveting our attention on that thing that is missing, and is making us sad in the midst of plenty. The loss of focus on God is at the root of the despair and ingratitude in our world today. Loss of focus on God.
Because once you put your focus on God, you will see his overwhelming goodness. You put your focus on God, you see omnipotence. You see power. You put your focus on God, you see his omniscience. His wisdom is limitless. When you put your focus on God, Satan loses definition. If you are facing an impossible situation, once you turn to God, impossibility loses its definition. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. You bring God in, you bring possibilities in. Jesus stood before the tomb of Lazarus. He was facing death. He was looking at death. He said, roll the stone away. Roll the stone away. They said, sir, he's been dead and buried 4 days. By now he'll be stinking. He didn't hear them because his focus was on God. Hear what he said in John 11, 41, 42. He says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. He was giving thanks. Why? He was looking at life. Why should death matter? Life created death. Life is superior to death. Martha said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. He said, I am the resurrection and life. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. So, where death was, there was also resurrection. It is what you are looking at that matters. Everybody that was crying, there was crying because they were seeing death. Jesus was seeing life and he was giving thanks. He said, roll the stone away. Lazarus came back to life. When he faced the crowd, it was thanksgiving that he did. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish fed the crowd. It depends on what you are looking at. I said the lack of focus on God is at the root of the despair and the ingratitude in our world today. 1 Samuel 30, David and his men went out on a raid. They came back. Some people had raided their own city, Ziklag, carried away all their family members, their wives, their children, took away all their goods and burnt down the city. Burnt down every house. They burnt down every house. When David and his men came, they wept. The Bible says that they wept. They had no more power to weep. You want to hurt a man, hurt his family. And everything went on like that until 1 Samuel 30 verse 6. The change there happened with a change of focus. Okay, it says, now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and daughters. But David did what? Strengthened himself in the Lord his God. The moment he took his eyes away from the loss, from the burnt buildings, from the lost goods, lost wife, lost son, lost daughter. Once he took his attention away and put it on God, strength began to come. Hope began to come. The possibility of recovery came. Then he now had strength to even pray. He said, bring the ephod, bring the ephod. Then he prayed, Lord, shall I pursue them? Instant answer. Pursue them, and you shall overtake them. And without fail, you will recover. What did Satan steal from you? It is recoverable. Put your focus on God. Put your focus on. There was reason for thanksgiving in that scenario. Yes, they took their wives and sons and daughters. They did not kill them. If they had killed them, there would have been no recovery. As bad as you think things are, they could be worse. There is still opportunity for thanksgiving. It is taking our attention off from God. See, he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. If you looked carefully, you would have seen the situation still had a limit. As bad as it was, there was a place God did not allow Satan to go beyond. Because he is working for you, a testimony in the making. Hallelujah. I close with Psalm 16, 8 to 11. Psalm 16, 8 to 11. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. The days of being moved, being anxious, being worried, those days are over. He said, therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. I have set the Lord always before me, and because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. So it's time for someone to talk to himself or herself like David did. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget. Memory, wake up! Unless Satan, focus your attention on what seems not to be working. The things that are working are more than the ones that are not working. The ones that are not working don't define me. Only God can define me. My circumstances cannot define me. Don't call me a poor man because of my circumstances. Don't call me a failure because of my circumstances. The things that are working for me are more than the ones that are not working. God is my identity. Until you kill him, you can't take me out. There is hope for a tree, even if it is cut down, that at the scent of water, it will bud again. Nobody can take me out before my time. Hallelujah. So Lord, today we declare in the name of Jesus that we repent. We repent of distraction, of seeing the problem and not seeing you, of seeing the darkness and not seeing you. As dark as it was in Genesis 1:2, Holy Ghost was moving upon the face of the waters. We have decided to see you. Give us revelation. Amen. Give us revelation. Amen. And through revelation, terminate sadness. Amen. Terminate sorrow. Amen. Terminate depression. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive the spirit of joy. Will you just lift your voice and talk to him 1 minute and thank him? Find some good reasons to thank God. It's a matter of what you are looking at. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Even the one that seems not to be working is just the making of a testimony. Lord, I want to say thank you to you. I want to say thank you to you. My life is beautiful because of Jesus. My life is beautiful because of Jesus. Nobody will succeed in selling me any wrong message anymore. I cannot see you in my life and say the life is incomplete. No. Only the enemy can do that kind of a thing. I'm too blessed to be sad. Thank you for life, for health, for provision. I even have a job. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, accept our thanks. Accept our worship. And Lord, help us so that this won't be just a one-time occurrence in the church. Oh, through the power of the Holy Spirit, let this be our lifestyle. Amen. Every day, everywhere, in every situation, that our focus is on you. And what you're doing, what you've done in our lives, what you're doing, what you will still do in our lives. Thank you, Lord. I pray, Lord, for my brother, my sister, that is a part of this service, the person whose relationship with you is not okay. One honest person who is saying, I'm a sinner. I can't be lying before God. I need God to forgive me my sins. We want to thank you because you even solved that problem a long time ago. Send Jesus, your son, to die on the cross. And when we pray right now, we know you are ready to forgive us. If you're that honest person, can you just put your hand on your heart? I can't be lying. My relationship with God is not okay. I need God to forgive me my sins. I can't say that I have a relationship with God, that I'm a child of God. God forbid I die
today appear before God, I'm not absolutely sure I will make heaven. I want God to forgive me. Can you just put your hand on your heart? We'll say a short prayer together as we receive forgiveness from God. Every human being was born a sinner. It's not something to be ashamed about. But someday you hear the truth like this, you respond to it, and you see God move powerfully in your life. Please say this prayer after me. Dear God, I believe that Jesus paid for my sins. I ask you to forgive me and to accept me as your child. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you, because we know you've been waiting for this prayer. And the moment they prayed, you answered the prayer. Their sins are forgiven. The nature of sin is removed from them. And the Holy Spirit has put your nature in them now. Thank you for this miracle. We ask, Heavenly Father, teach them to know you personally. Teach them to love you and to love other people the rest of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.